from the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Locked On Chiefs. It's Wednesday of a holiday weekend. We appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to us. Check out the rest of the podcast network and hit those iTunes reviews to get yourself eligible for a PFF subscription to their Edge product. It's a great giveaway. Just leave us your Twitter handle in the review and you are automatically eligible.
We are brought to you by a new sponsor today, Draft.com. Super simple snake drafts you can do anytime. It takes about 5 minutes. It's fun and it's easy. There's no salary cap. Just choose your players. And once you do, you're the only one in your draft that can have those players. It's a daily draft. If you had Deshaun Watson and now you're all done, no problem. You can redraft and play again. It's fast and it's fun. Use the promo code LONFL and we'll tell you more about it later.
Quick show for us today. We are going to talk about what's going on and really the topic that's on everybody's lips, nerves, and everything else. We've taken our time in waiting on discussing this topic because it's sensitive, because there's a lot of things that go into it. And what we want to do right now, we're going to give you really every facet that we can come up with around what goes into this decision and things that we should consider. And then we're going to have a conversation that we actually recorded a week ago with Seth Kaiser from Arrowhead Pride, because we were talking about what needed to happen in order for this to become a reality. And what we're talking about is the quarterback situation.
Yeah, and the lack of winning play from it over the past 5 weeks from Alex Smith. He had a couple of bad games, and it is now more of a trend than anything else. And that's something that needs to be discussed moving forward, especially because you're in a position now where you have a young guy that could step in and play. So the question becomes, you know, do you move on to Patrick Mahomes at this point, 2 games above 500? I think it would be a tough move now, but it's definitely something they have to discuss. I looked at the salary cap, and if they release 4 guys, they could have $40 million in cap space. Right now, they're negative $1.5 million, I believe, but they could have over $40 million in cap space by just releasing 4 guys.
And unfortunately, DJ's one of them.
Yeah, DJ's one of them. You want to take a guess at the other three? Smith is an obvious one.
Yeah, Smith is an obvious one. I got to think that it's Tom Bahali. Yep. And then the fourth would be a question mark to me.
That would be Dee Ford.
Yeah.
$8 million guarantee for next year.
And unfortunately, that's it's three players at you know, one and a half position groups, all linebackers. And yes, one of them's inside, but two guys that you rely right now on to provide pass rush. And what that all means is the quarterback situation has to be taken care of. And that's what we're talking about today. And we're going to continue to talk about with Seth here in a minute. And that is that in order to make that change, you have to be willing to live with a couple of things that go along with it. And that is, you're going from a quarterback who is by far one of the top pre-snap quarterbacks in this league, to a rookie, but a kid that you've been tutoring to try and get him up to speed on this offense so that he can do some of the things that you have in your veteran quarterback. Now, the thing is the quarterback that he'd be replacing in Alex Smith has played so well early and set the expectation that he can possibly get back to there. I don't think a singular game where he looks, quite honestly, very bad, is enough to make that change. Now, what we're going to talk about here in a few seconds is if that continues, if that becomes a trend, if it's not just regression toward his play in past seasons, but you know, falling even beyond that.
Right now, they're not even looking like a team that should be in the playoffs, which is going to be doubly hurtful. If they make the playoffs, or if they, you know, if somehow they bumble it and they miss the playoffs, they're not going to have a first round pick next year, and it's going to be a relatively high pick.
Yeah, and that's
how's that going to feel?
That's the troublesome part, and I think it's also another reason why you don't rush the kid into service now, especially with the way that Smith uses his legs to avoid collisions and getting hit. I think you want to give Pat Mahomes an entire season in the program without having to throw him to the wolves. The only thing I think changes that is if Alex Smith continues to regress, and get worse. And that's what we're going to talk about right now.
Fantasy football fans, listen up. It's not too late to join the 500,000 people that already downloaded Draft this season. You get to play in a real live snake draft, but you're done in just under 5 minutes, and they last for just 1 week. You can join one right now for week 12 of the NFL season. The best part? Play for cold hard cash, and get this, your chances of winning are 80% better than on the salary cap sites.
All the new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit, but you have to use the promo code LONFL. That's right, real money for free just by using the promo code LONFL. And it gets even better. Draft is so sure that you're going to love it that they'll even offer our listeners a money back guarantee up to $100. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with the promo code LONFL. Let's get to this conversation. And this is, again, folks, this is about a week ago. We recorded this in preparation for having to have this conversation. But this is where we stood on the Alex Smith, Pat Mahomes question.
No, I have to ask who the Cavs is.
Alex Smith, Tom Bahali, and Derek Johnson.
Okay.
And look, I've grown very fond of Alex Smith as a player and as a person. Tom Bahali and Derek Johnson, I can't imagine them not being Chiefs. That's like painful. That's like almost Jamal Charles level painful for me. Especially Tom. No, DJ too.
Yeah.
I mean, crap. I mean, since what, 08 and 06?
Your tackling career leader, Derek Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a guy who, I mean, Tomba was just the only guy out there on defense for years. And just a warrior too. And so, but here's the deal.
You don't think DJ re-signs for less?
I don't think you can pay someone to do what DJ has done this year, anything more than veteran minimum.
Wow. I wasn't even ready to go there.
I feel gross. But I just, and look, DJ has, as the year has gone along, I think he's flashed a little more. And so I'm still, I guess, you know, Sam Mellinger brought this up to me and he said, he thinks what we're seeing with DJ is what you normally see with an Achilles injury. The problem was he came back like a Superman last time.
It's now the bar is set higher.
And so, you know, we all just assumed that he would come back normal again. The only thing that makes me worry about is Eric Berry. Because what if this is the norm? A guy comes back a half step slower. Now that I've depressed you all. But no, I think with Derek Johnson.
So, okay, real yeah. quick. You're saying that he's just going to be a half step slower forever. You think that's going to be the case for Eric Berry and that it would be depressing. My question is that's not just a figment of getting past the injury?
I have no idea.
Because I think he came back too quickly.
Personally. And I do think that's a big part of it too. Berry got injured in week one, right? And just like DJ did the last time, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So the last time DJ came back, he had been out for a full year. I mean, like it was a full year before he came back. Whereas this time he came back in like 6 months.
But that's so I do think this injury is different in every player. I don't think comparing these two guys is
I agree. Close. And Eric Berry is the last human being in the world to bet against. So honestly, I would be surprised if Berry wasn't back. Just as good as ever. I would be surprised by that just because of who he is specifically. One, because of the fact that he's a genetic freak. And two, because I don't think there's a harder working being in football. And so I'm not too worried about Berry. But as far as the cap casualties things go, Hali, you just can't count on him for a full season, even if he does well over the second half of this year. You just can't.
No, and I don't disagree with you. I just wanted to make sure that's where you're going with that. I figured those were the three guys you were going to mention and that you were going to mention all three, but I was just curious. Yep.
Well, you're talking – I mean, between the three of them, you're talking like $32-33 million. Mm-hmm. And that alone right there, there's your cap space. There's all you need to sign a few guys.
Okay, so let's play devil's advocate again. Yesterday's show, we had Eric Eager, and he talked about Kansas City is 6-3. They have a schedule where they don't face another team with a winning record the rest of the season. Is this where you attempt to see what you have in
Patrick? Oh, yes, do it. Ah, yes. Throw him in there. See what happens. Go crazy. No, you can't. I don't think. I would. You know what? I would totally do it. I would. But here's the deal. Alex has played real well this year. I think if Andy Reid thought Patrick Mahomes gave them a better chance to win the Super Bowl, I think he'd do it in a heartbeat. That dude's cold-blooded. He fakes it, well, but he's cold-blooded.
And Eric's argument is that he doesn't think that Alex Smith can still get them over the hump.
And
you can't win a Super Bowl with him. And I get that. So the question I think is valid. It's just a question of whether or not you would really go there with the way Smith has played.
I don't think you do. Here's one thing I'll say. What if, and I hope this doesn't happen, what if Alex comes in and plays poorly against the Giants?
Stop.
And then what if he comes out? What if he has a couple bad games in a row? And then you're just like, and then maybe you're looking at 6-5. Then now you're not out of contention. I'm really not. I like Alex Smith. I've been defending the guy for years. But here's what I do know. I know the Chiefs are a scheme-based team, not a quarterback-based team. And so it's just a matter of, hey, can Patrick Mahomes make some of the same decisions Alex Smith makes? And you want to know what really kills a good disguised zone blitz or zone coverage? The ability to make post-snap reads and buy time in the pocket. I'm smiling so hard right now. You just can't see it. You just can't see my level. You hear this sound? Zzz, bloop. That's as I'm reeling gently. Come on, Ryan. I wouldn't do it personally. Sucks. No.
This schedule is so weak. If Alex Smith comes out and loses multiple games in a row, then you're looking at possible justification for making a change. Because there's no reason that this team shouldn't be able to win at least 6 out of these 7.
Oh, I agree. The talent level's too high. Now we'll see, because, what if the defense gives up 35 a game the rest of the way? You know what I mean? Like, I can't rule out a complete collapse, although I'd be surprised, like really surprised. But I don't see it happening. Andy Reid is a little more conservative in a lot of ways. And I think their viewpoint is, I think their plan, everything I've heard, the few whispers I've heard, is that they've been impressed at every turn with Patrick Mahomes. That with his development, he's been ahead of where they thought he would be on every turn. And I think their plan is, they installed a new offense this year that just so happens to be based on some of the same principles that made Patrick Mahomes successful in college. And now it helps Alex Smith, because that's what made Alex Smith successful in college too, right? But you can't help but notice that they installed an offense that I think Patrick Mahomes could run. And I think their plan is, let's let the kid sit. Let him see what Alex Smith does. Let him learn. Let him figure out, some of these important things about preparation. And Therese Paylor wrote a great piece on that, how Patrick Mahomes is just sitting there just soaking everything up. Yes. And like, this is what it takes.
Yep.
This is what it takes. And their thing is, we're gonna blitzkrieg the league next year with a guy that is way more prepared than your normal rookie would be. And I'm telling you, man, when I see, because I think Mahomes is more of a playmaker than Deshaun Watson. And you saw the difference Deshaun Watson made.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me make this argument, though. Don't you kind of shoot yourself in? It's a really hard argument for me to make. I hate admitting this. But don't you kind of shoot yourself in the foot if you sit Alex Smith now? Without him struggling a couple of games to get any kind of value next year? Or do you just assume they're not going to get any value?
That's the rub right there, is if you sit Alex now, you are torpedoing trade value. Because now he's, again, it's the same situation that he was in San Francisco, except he's older, right? Especially, right. What if, and let's say your best case scenario, right, you put Mahomes in and he looks better than Alex. Well, what's that going to tell teams? Oh, it was the system. It was the weapons.
Right.
Now, again, I would be surprised. I don't think he'd look necessarily better. I think he'd look different. Right? I mean, they're just such different players. And so I really, I don't want this. I'm not advocating for doing it. I shouted and made fun about it, because that's kind of been my thing this year. I leaned into it. But
oh, and I brought it up to you because I knew how you were going to react.
Well, you know, and I wouldn't. For me, it would be a gutsy move, and just for chaos value alone, I'd love it, because for the next 3 or 4 weeks, opposing defensive coordinators would be like, "How do we prepare?" You know, you can't base on 1 week of film how to prepare. And so it would be fun to watch, but I really do. I think you're going to see Alex play out the year, and I'm not, you know. Now, again, if they lose a couple games in a row, and I do mean a couple. And look, I like Alex, but if he plays a couple more bad games in a row, I don't know. What are you risking?
But that's the key. He has to play bad.
Yes. Not just they lose games. If they, you know, if they put up 49 and the opponent puts up 50, it's like, well, what are you going to do? Patrick Mahomes lost plenty of games like that in college. And so I think the Chiefs would really have to be like 6-5, 6-6 before Reed would consider doing that.
Well, you can tell from the conversation, we never expected them to be 6-4 at this point. So 6-5 or 6-6 is something that has to be considered. We are brought to you today by Draft.com. Check them out and use the promo code LONFL. We'll be back with you more. This is a conversation that's not going to get taken care of right away. We're going to see how they respond after this Thanksgiving holiday to their next contest. And we'll be back with you then. Look out for our preview show against the Buffalo Bills, as well as we'll have all kinds of the normal reaction every week to that contest against Buffalo. Thanks for listening today, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review, and reach out to us on Twitter @RyanTracyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.